two tuxes.
Yeah, that's right. If they have it, do it.
That was awesome.
Save yourself a lot. Yep, you can save yourself a lot of packing.
A lot of packing. I don't have to worry about bringing any of my dress clothes. They had everything there. And I did two different tuxes, two different jackets, two different vests. And so I mixed and matched. So I had about four different outfits, shoes and everything. And it was delivered to my cabin. I came right in. It was fine. So.
Yep, no problem. And did they? You just told them what your sizes were, and then you just got adjusted when you got there.
Yeah. It's not a bad idea. So check that out as well. I don't know how that works for ladies, but for guys, it was a slam dunk.
I think
for
it
me.
Probably works both ways, depending on what kind of stores they have there.
Yeah.
That have availability and how big the ship is. Now, when you get on the little ships.
Yeah.
It's a very informal, laid back. You don't need to dress up. There's no deal.
Well, you know, this was a couple of years ago, and I've noticed that the cruise ships, even their formal nights are less formal than they used to be. And that was catering to what the customers were asking for. We don't want to do this. We want to kind of be casual. So.
Yes, exactly. They don't want to be crazy going, unless they're going to a sit-down dinner and it's being served and it's, white gloves and you're doing an occasion or a celebration or something and you want to dress up for one night or something. But, the islands, most of the islands are pretty laid back, except for some of them. They do require pants at night and button-down shirts.
require pants at night.
Huh?
It's so funny to hear somebody say they require pants.
Yeah, because Barbados, St. Lucia, some of the islands, when you go out at night for dinner, Turks and Caicos, you have to have pants. Grenada, they're requiring it. They want you to be dressed, not jeans, not cutoffs, not sandals. They want you to be like you do, like a Sunday best that you go to church. You don't have to have a shirt and tie.
Right.
And maybe they have jackets requirements. They might provide a jacket. Sometimes they do have that. I always used to take a spring jacket, white, when we used to travel in the Caribbean for my husband, just in case a jacket was needed. I always.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch the past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our Restaurant Showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
Good afternoon. This is Down to People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. I hope you're having a great day. I can't believe it's already August 29th. Like, really? It's going to be like December before we even look up. But right now we are reminded that it is summer because it is so hot outside. This afternoon, mostly sunny with a high near 94. Heat index values are as high as 103. Patchy fog after 5 a.m. tonight. Otherwise, partly cloudy with a low around 72. Thursday, slight chance of showers between 9 and noon, and then a chance of showers and thunderstorms afternoon, patchy fog before 9 a.m. Tomorrow's high is going to be about 87. Thursday night, chance of showers and thunderstorms again, mostly cloudy with a low around 67. On Friday, chance of showers before 9 a.m., then a chance of showers and thunderstorms between 9 and 3, and then a chance of showers again after 3 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high of 77. Friday night, chance of showers before 9 p.m., then a chance of showers and thunderstorms between 9 and 3 a.m. Then a chance of showers after 3 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low about 67. Saturday, chance of showers about 40% with thunderstorms possible after 3 in the afternoon, mostly cloudy with a high of 78. And then Saturday night, chance of showers and thunderstorms before 9 p.m. Then a chance of showers again after 3 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 68. Sunday, a chance of showers with thunderstorms also possible after 3 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high of 84. This is the holiday weekend. That is particularly important to me because I'm having a party and it looks like it's going to rain. That stinks. Okay. Sunday night, chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 67. And then Labor Day, chance of showers and thunderstorms continue, partly sunny with a high of 86. And then Monday night, same thing, mostly cloudy with a low around 68. So I hope you have great plans there for the weekend and the holiday. We're going to go to our break. And then as soon as I get the phone call, my guest calling in, she was supposed to be here, but she was taking the train in from New York. Sharon Mon is celebrating her 50th year birthday today. It's a big deal. If you know her, if you're in anywhere around, anywhere on Facebook, you probably are connected to her. She's amazing. So stand by. We'll be right back. It's Talented People. Thanks for listening.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, yeah!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun.
A college education, you don't have to go into debt before you even begin.
The actual price of a college education today could cost more than $200,000. Even if you don't qualify for financial need-based assistance, Premier College Funding can help you and your family cut college costs and find efficient ways to pay for college.
Call 908-788-3799 for a free consultation or visit us online at premiercollegefundingllc.com. Getting a college degree doesn't have to break the bank.
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
All right, welcome back to Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. I hope you're having a really great day. It is already the end of August, August 29th. I cannot believe it. And I'm waiting here for my guest to call in. She's actually taking the train from the city, New York City, out to Hunterdon County, New Jersey. Her name is Sharon Mann, and she's celebrating her 50th birthday today. And she, you can look at her up on Mann Consulting on the web and learn about her. But while I have this moment or two, I just want to remind you a little bit. Maybe you don't even know this. I don't even know. But all right, so the story goes, Talented People Radio is actually both radio and television, broadcast from Princeton Television and the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce radio station, which we're, you're listening to right now. Only one of the only chamber radio stations across the country, by the way. And the studio is beautiful. It's on Main Street in Flemington, and the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has been enormously helpful to both me and my business partner, Colleen Kelly, over our 10 years that we're celebrating in business. So we have this the show because we like to feature and spotlight a lot of different people. We have a business. It's actually called Mariah Media and Jeannie Murphy PR. And it started off because 10 years ago when I started my public relations firm, it was me, myself, and I. So I called it Jeannie Murphy Public Relations. And then as the years kind of rolled by, a couple years went by, and it's kind of funny. I'll actually tell you the story while we're reading. Dr. Paul Marciano, who most people, if you're in this listening area, know him because he was like the, you know, I want to say the CEO or executive director of the Flemington Community Partners. He's been an active Main Street merchant in Flemington, and he's also a worldwide best-selling author for his books, Carrots and Sticks Don't Work. Ah, there's Sharon. Oh, I'm going to tell you this story. All right, hold on for 1 second. We'll be right back.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
All right. Welcome back to Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. My guest actually is called in. I told you about her. Her name's Sharon Mann. It's her birthday today. Sharon, are you there? Sharon. All right. Technical difficulties. What would that be? Sharon, is your phone on mute? All right. Well, I'm going to have to go to the break and try to get this straightened out. So stay with us for, again for a second. We'll be right back.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun. I'm going to try this again. Sharon, are you there? All right, everybody hang in there for a second. This is going to be worth the wait. Hold on.
Tune in every Monday morning at 10 a.m. on 100 in Chamber Radio for Chamber in Action with Chamber President Chris Phelan and Good Morning host Big C, where we'll keep you informed on all the issues, all the initiatives of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and our business community here in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Are you in business, not a member of the Chamber? Come to the Hunterdon County Chamber Expo to see what it's all about and meet other business owners. Enjoy the restaurant showcase and enter to win the door prize just for business entries. The Chamber offers special benefits for new memberships during the Expo. So join us at Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington on Thursday, November 9th from 2 to 7 p.m. Don't miss it.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113. Or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
All right, we're back at Talented People here. Sharon, can you hear us?
Wait a second. Let's see something here. Is there a
speaker? Hello?
Hi.
Sharon, say something. We're trying to get you on the line here. Sharon. I can hear her really, really faintly.
Is there a speak?
Sharon, are you there? I think I hear Alan. Sharon, are you there? Alan. We are experiencing live.
Yes, I'm on hold.
I think Alan thinks he's on hold, but he's not. All right, you know what we're going to do? We're going to let it go for now. I'm going to drop. Ooh, that popped my ears. Hope it didn't hurt yours. All right, so we don't understand. Let me explain a little bit just so you know what's going on here. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce radio station just got moved into a new office, which is awesome, by the way. But unfortunately, I heard from Big C, who does Good Morning Hunterdon, who's the executive director here and producers of the show, that while they were moving all the equipment over, they were having some serious difficulty to the point where even one of the phones actually caught on fire. So the good news, I'm not on fire. I don't see any ashes or burns anywhere. And so poor Sharon, on behalf of all of us, I'm going to tell her happy birthday, happy 50th birthday. Welcome back to Hunterdon County today from New York. She was so excited about coming into the studio and doing this interview. I'll tell you a little bit about her. She and her friend, colleague, I should say business partner, Alan Dalsas, are actually trying to get Bader Field down in Atlantic City into a racetrack, like a Formula One thing. And they were going to talk about that. They have so much to talk about. They are the movers and shakers, like you can't believe. But since they're not here, and it's just me, myself, and I, and you, I'm going to continue with my story. And if she calls, I'm going to have to tell her that we're going to have to reschedule their interview, which kind of stinks because they did come all the way out. You know, I know they're going to be celebrating because she's a resident of Hunterdon County, but it was going to be fun. So anyway, what I was saying was, okay, so I started a public relations business because I was always in PR, actually. I don't even know how I got into it. I was in like my dad's healthcare business, and somehow or another, I wrote some books on parenting, baby tips, and I ended up in PR. And then I ended up working for Disney, the corporate Disney location out in LA for their, it was kind of cool. It was called the Disney Internet Media Group. And it was like you walked in, it was kind of, it reminds me of you walk into a mall and you go to the food court and you see like the pizza and the Chinese food and all the different like types of styles. And that's what, when I went to my office in LA, what it would be like. It was like there would be the Pirates of the Caribbean, or there would be another Disney property that might be like mermaids and stuff like that. So everything was so creative, and I am not creative. But anyway, so in 2008, they shut down our division, and that's when I started my PR firm here in Hunterdon County. And then my first client was Dr. Paul Marciano. Again, he is the internationally respected, really guru of employee engagement. And I actually applied for a job on the internet for him. And it was kind of funny because he lived in Flemington. And I got this, you know, I sent him my resume and then I met him and he was like laughing because the job that he had posted was like almost a year beforehand. It had already been filled, done, gone. But anyway, that's what I like about the internet. So I wasn't afraid to apply for a job that wasn't available, but I got it. And then it turned out that it was so much fun. I did not even know about employee engagement. So I just felt like a little mermaid myself, I always say, like swimming along under the ocean, picking up little rocks and learning all about the authors that we started representing, because they're mostly leadership, nonfiction professionals. And so Dr. Paul was so great, and he's been so busy over the last 10 years, but he was a graduate of Yale, a child psychologist, and he literally opened my business for me. He introduced me to like 17 of his doctor colleagues from Yale who all were writing books at the time. So that's kind of how Jeannie Murphy Public Relations started. And then my best friend, as you probably know if you listen to the show, Colleen Kelly from 10th grade, along with my other best friend, Lisa Becker. Lisa works at Johnson & Johnson here in Hunterdon County. All three of us have graduated from Hunterdon Central. We're longtime Hunterdon County residents, and Colleen and I have always been side by side. In fact, she was the original illustrator of the baby tip books that I had written, and we just have always worked together. So when I started getting really busy, She came over to work with me, and I always say she's the brains of the operation because she really is. Colleen Kelly, if you know her, she has a history in like Copper Hill Country Club. She was the general manager for a long, long time. And then she's also been like the VIP of the highest level gaming in the gaming industry. She's always been a PR expert, and she also is a publisher. And she's, you know, an avid reader, so it's kind of perfect fit. So we work side by side, and she actually publishes a lot of the authors that we that we represent, and a lot of those end up being untalented people. That's why the show came about. It was interesting to us to be kind of proposing as public relations managers our clients to the media. But what happened around, I don't know, 2010, 2012, I don't know if you've noticed or not, but a lot of the media has consolidated so much that they don't even have, like they used to have, there'd be a photographer on location, there'd be a videographer, there'd be an editor, there'd be a managing editor, there'd be a writer of the story, and then it would all go through their publication, and then it would be, provided to whatever content a reader would like, you know, any example I'm sure you get. So what happened was they started to lose, you know, funding as everybody else did with the economy. So the traditional photographer went away, iPhones and so on came along. So the writer became not only the editor, but the photographer, the videographer, and just a multitasking individual. And those people became fewer and far and fewer and harder to get in touch with. So we decided, Colleen and I, that we would actually have our own show, which would be Talented People. So we could bring to you those customers that we represent, and then also highlight and feature those that we've never met before, the people that you guys have sent to us. So we want to thank you for that. Just want to let you know, since we were hoping to have Sharon Mon on for her birthday today, a little bit about Talented People and the show. So while I have this moment, I want to reach out and tell you, I want to tell you about a couple of them that you've probably seen on the air, but very, very, very important people to know and to look for their work. I'm going to start again. I told you about Dr. Paul Marciano, Carrots and Sticks Don't Work. You can find his book on anywhere. And then also Super Teams. He's another book out. He's always available for speaking, as most of our clients are. So through the years, we've represented a lot of different types of authors. One that I know that I want to call out to right now, her name is Ann Thornton. And Ann Thornton is the owner, woman award-winning business owner of MSI Plumbing and Remodeling, which is right here in Lebanon, New Jersey, off 31 in Hunterdon County. She serves pretty much, I want to say, from like Phillipsburg, Easton area, all the way out to Somerset, and including Somerset County and around. So if you're listening to this show and you happen to be local for the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce or the studio, you're in the area that they serve as a plumbing and remodeling business. Anne has been one of the leading ladies of Hunterdon County for over 30 years. She employs a number of different people. I think it's around 30 different people at MSI Plumbing and Remodeling. She's also a member of the board of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. She's the author of a book called Ann Thornton's Insider's Guide to Home Improvement. It's tips and so on and maintenance on your property. So what it is, it's like a compilation of her living and walking in the shoes of a person who has to have maintenance on their home tips, plumbing and remodeling ideas, and the like. Everything from copies of what you should have as a lease, all kinds of things in this book. And she's available to speak. So she does already get sponsored. She's been sponsored by Unity Bank, PNC Bank, name, you know, there's so many people who have had her and hosted her. The historical societies love her. Basic consumers, then also women's forums, men forums. I make a laugh, make a joke. She was presenting at a women's evening for PNC Bank, and it was supposed to be for women, and it ended up being like 50 people, and about half of them or more were actually men. And I say, ha, 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 this is important, because a lot of times we older people, I'm over 50, have been, you know, we learned as we had to how to do everything for our house. I mean, maybe I'm a little different because I do live in an old house, but most of us do learn by the fact that, you know, we have to. Well, in this day and age, a lot of houses are brand new, or you live in a townhouse and you have, you know, your townhome association take care of some of the maintenance and prevention issues that you might have. But this book sums it up. And I loved having those guys. They were like, I want to say 28 to 45 in the room, because they were totally engaged, as of course the women were, just learning about some of her tips. And one of them I can tell you is an example. When you go and buy a new home, or when you are like perhaps renting, you don't think of what is behind your refrigerator in like the hose that actually delivers your water or your ice. Well, I've learned from Ann that those hoses are only warranted normally for 1 year or so. I know that I think to be honest with you, to this moment, even though I know her tip, I'm like, oh my God, because it can cause hundreds of thousands of dollars of damage if you have like a finished basement below your kitchen or your refrigerator area and the water crack, and then it goes down to the water and then the carpet and into the flooring. Anyway, 1 year is all it's supposed to last for. I mean, it does last obviously longer. I think mine's lasted like 15 years, but it's like by luck. And so the book is awesome. You can buy it. Her name's Ann Thornton again. Don't forget MSI Plumbing and Remodeling, not only for the sake of the fact that Ann is just altruistic, always giving everyone everything they could in between the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, but also she has a nonprofit. So you can look her up at the website and learn more about her. Just want to let you know about her. I also want to call out to one of our new authors. His name is Phil LaDuke. This guy is so funny. All right, so if you want to be controversial, okay, now a lot of times authors, there's certain authors that want to be completely controversial because they know that it's going to get press, good or bad. I don't really care, to be honest with you, if someone's really controversial or if they're just really, really deeply true to their message. I just want to make sure that whoever authors we represent are really passionate about what they do. And so that's what we have. We look forward, if you want to check our website out, Mariah Media, it's MarriahMedia, or Jeannie Murphy, PR.com. There's no I in my name. But anyway, Phil LaDuke is funny because he is a workplace safety critic, like really, really critic. He absolutely, totally despises anything that is going on currently in the workplace as it is regarding to workplace safety. So as you and I, like consumers out there, you know, we see stories all the time of, my gosh, this, you know, baker, you know, someone working sadly had a like shirt run into the blender, and oh my God. I mean, things happen every day. In fact, 12% increase this year from last year on workplace safety incidences. So he has a new book out. It's called I Know My Shoes Are Untied, Mind Your Own Business. And it's like hysterical, like as far as if you want to read someone who has something to say to the world of experts in workplace safety. He has had a number of different people in his personal like life, his family, his father, his uncle, his cousin have workplace related injuries and death. And so he did not want to be involved in workplace safety at all. And there he is. So we have Ann Thornton, who knows what she does with MSI Plumbing and Remodeling, offering things that can help you with your everyday life in a homeowning situation, especially if you've got someone that you know of that is thinking of buying a house, or if they're getting married. You should get a copy of the book for them because they'll be so grateful about it. It's like a coffee table book that you could actually read all the time and keep up on little things you don't think about your house. But when it comes to workplace safety, then you've got Phil LaDuke. He's located in Michigan. He's getting ready to go on tour. And basically he talks about, and he needs to be in front of, if you're listening out there and you're an organization that has any workplace safety concerns, or you should just go and buy the book. Again, it's called I Know My Shoes Are Untied, Mind Your Own Business. I love that title. I think it's so great. All right. And now we've got another author. Her name is Jean Ousler. And her book just came out again. She's the results queen. And she actually has a little, you know, queen thing that is on her head because she has been told by all of her clients that she is the results queen. So her new book out right now is called The Results! Formula. And she actually was a keynote speaker, again, Small World, by Ann Thornton of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce Board. She introduced Jean Elsler to the Women's Forum here at the Hunterdon County Chamber a couple years ago as a keynote speaker for the Results Formulas as the Results Queen. And she went back and actually wrote the book, which was published by Mariah Publishing, which is us. We published her book about a week ago, and the book is out. So it's very, very exciting. She does everything backwards. She does not believe that goals work, but that results work. So she would say to you, if you go A to Z when you count, you should be going Z to A. Her book is absolutely packed with information that she's actually been on location with her clients and saved them literally $33 million. She was telling me a story of one client that she has a money back guarantee kind of thing. Like if you're a corporation and you need your sales reps trained, your customer service people trained, whatever you're looking for in order to change the bottom line and start to make profit and you need a coach, then I want you to know, get in touch with us, Jean Ousler, Ousler. The book is called again, The Results! Formula. And she's available to speak, and she also has her new book out. So I want to let you know about that. So we're going to go to a break real quick. It's already 3:36. I am so sorry that Sharon Mont didn't make it into the studio today. She was running from New York for her 50th birthday. Look her up, Mon Consulting. She's a very prominent lawyer, but she's also a recruiter. So she actually places those in the law firm attorney in the attorney space in other places. So when you get a second, check that out. We're going to go to a break, and I'll be right back. I'm Jeannie Murphy. Thanks for listening. Talented people.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
All right, welcome back again. It's Talented People. It's already the end of August. It's August 29th here on a Wednesday afternoon around 3:39 in the afternoon. I can't believe it. I just don't believe it's already August. I do the weather, as you know, when we start the show, and it's so funny when it's like possible rain, late chance of showers between 9 and so on. Like today's actually mostly sunny with a high of 94. Tonight, patchy fog after 5, otherwise cloudy with a low of 72. Then slight chance of showers on Thursday with a high of 87. Same thing happened Thursday night. Chance of showers again on Friday. It goes on and on. I am looking at the weekend weather for the Labor Day holiday. And basically, Saturday is showers and thunderstorms again all day with a high about, let's just see here, what does it say? Saturday. Oh, something's blocking the way. I know it's around 80-something. And then it's supposed to be rain and showers again on Sunday after 3 p.m. And the same thing on Labor Day. It's just going to be kind of partly sunny, but pretty much rain, showers, and thunderstorms. My point being, all of a sudden, I'm doing the weather, and it's like chance of snow, freezing degrees, 26, 16. It's right around the corner. So right now, because it is so hot outside, it's like 95 degrees in Harden County, New Jersey. Actually, they were supposed to be having an event tomorrow night for the Chamber of Commerce that they had to reschedule because it's so hot. So while we were listening to that last commercial, I just want to tell you a little bit about my experience with the Harden County Chamber of Commerce. Colleen, as I was telling you the story of how we kind of grew, we're a public relations and a media company. We grew from really kind of just being in our own world, working our own day jobs to be, you know, 10 years ago already creating Jeannie Murphy PR and Mariah Media. And then we host Talented People Television and Talented People Radio, bring on a lot of different types of guests. You're welcome to get in touch with us to let us know if you'd like us to feature someone. We do all kinds of spotlights, as you know. It's been almost 8 years, I think, that we've having the show and on the radio, and that's about 6 years on the television shows. And we do a lot of support for nonprofits. So if you happen to have one in mind, please let us know if you would like to have them be a guest on the show. And then we also use it as an opportunity to feature some of our authors and our business clients when we get a chance, just because we love them and they deserve to be promoted. So I just want to mention about the Harden Chamber, okay, because we started as a member of the Chamber just shortly after we started our business. So I'd say about, if the radio show is 8 years old, then it's probably like 8 years and 1 week when we joined the Chamber. And I never even ever knew anything about chambers, by the way. Like, I just thought it was kind of a weird word for people. And then I became a business owner, and I was like, I can't believe this Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and how connected the businesses are. When you think of community and you think of, you know, I guess it's almost like that, you know, 20% of the people do 80% of the work type of thing. I guess if you're out there, you can see it, right? You can always see the same sponsors, so to speak, doing things in the community. You see their logos, and it's like, that's what the Hunterdon County Chamber, and that's what a chamber is about. They have hundreds of businesses that are members. Myself and Colleen, we're just two people. We're out there. We are very, very strong members. It's reasonable to join. I always say it's like a slot machine. You know, you put in a quarter, you get $10,000 back, because there's so many, and I mean that with all my heart, because what it is it's an office here on Main Street in Flemington, New Jersey. One of many chambers in the state of New Jersey and many across the country, but they all work together. And there's also like the New Jersey Chamber. But in your area, if you're listening and you have a business, I don't care if it's small business, I don't care if you mow your lawn or if you actually are starting some, you know, Silicon Valley business in Hunterdon County, you have to be a member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, because everyone looks out for everyone. It's fun. One of the other things I love about the Hunterdon Chamber and other chambers, mostly Hunterdon, is because you join and they give you an array of offerings. You could be on a committee. They've got like 13 or 20 different committees, a women's forum, if it's membership committee, if it's, you know, whatever it is. You can be on a committee, or you don't have to be. A lot of times when you join an organization as a member, they have all these requirements. Now, to say that they don't have requirements doesn't mean that they don't want great members that are committed to it, because it's the members that make the most of the chamber that get the most back. And to me, one thing I love about it, I feel like I'm home, honest to God, because this radio station is inside the Hunterdon Chamber office on Main Street in New Jersey, in Flemington, but also we moved from around the corner. And even before we moved into this beautiful, well-deserved building that apparently the board of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce members have diligently worked to get funding for. It's what it should be. It's a flagship. Hunterdon County, New Jersey, is one of the most beautiful counties in the country. And people, a lot of people just don't know we're even here. I know when I moved from Louisiana in sixth grade up to Hunterdon County, when I learned that we were moving from Louisiana to New Jersey, I literally remember crying, like in terror and absolutely like freaked out that my dad was being transferred from Johnson & Johnson from our, you know, whatever, blah, blah, in Louisiana to New Jersey. And then when I got here and saw the farmland and the country and Hunterdon County, this is not what anyone thinks of as Hunterdon of New Jersey. So Hunterdon County is beautiful, and the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce office building is beautiful. It's almost a site. It's something that you want to see if you visit Hunterdon County. It's a historical building. I think it's around 1846, so it's coming up soon enough on 200 years. It's being completely restored. I cannot imagine being the family that lived in this building on Main Street in Flemington in the day, because the ceilings are like, they're not like 8. No, they're not 10. No, they're not 12. They're like 14 feet high, all being redone in the exact replica of what it was with the right, you know, it's not using like any of the stuff that you could use any day, the knockoff stuff for you doing, you know, they're doing it right with the wood, the windows, the columns. But anyway, I've seen it come into transition now. It's been about the last 2.5 years. It's just beautiful. So the point being, this office building feels like home to me. When I come in this office building, everyone is so connected. The staff and Chris Phelan, the president of the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, he's known everywhere because he's everywhere and he thinks of everyone. And so, you know, then you got your normal staff. We have new Michelle Hurley works here. She's looking out for everyone as well. There's so many things that you can get as a member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce between being a member, just being able to network, but in a way that, you know, it's just with a group of people who also are there 24/7 for everyone who's a member. So that's my little pitch for the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. I just absolutely love them. All right. A couple more people I'm going to call out to, because I was talking about, you know, I was supposed to have Sharon Mon from Mon Consulting and her friend, colleague, Alan Dalsas on the radio today, celebrating Sharon's 50th year birthday. But she was coming in from New York City and she got delayed and then there was something wrong with the phone. So I so apologize for that. I know a lot of people want to see Sharon on the radio and hear what she's got to say with Alan. And so we're going to reschedule that. And it'll be kind of better because we'll have a Facebook live stream. This is just a regular, the old way, which by the way, now I'm spoiled because when we used to have just the Hunterdon Chamber Radio, I loved it and I loved the Princeton TV. But then all of a sudden when we got the Facebook streaming Hunterdon Chamber Radio, I don't know why. I just feel more connected to you guys. I know if you're on Facebook, you know, you're just like looking at pictures and keeping up with people, but it brings so much more to it by just knowing, you know, that I'm talking with you guys. You're looking at me and we're talking and bringing your guests and you get to see who they are. So anyway, we'll do that with Sharon and those guys next week. But while I have a couple more minutes, I wanted to mention a couple other customers that we have, clients. We call them an NPR firm. Bart Jackson. And Bart goes back as far as Paul Marciano. Dr. Paul Marciano with Carrots and Sticks book was my first customer. And then Colleen and I got together. And then Bart Jackson came along with Prometheus Publishing. You may also know him as the Art of the CEO radio show host. He has the Art of the CEO radio host. He has a number of different books out. So that's how they do it. Behind every successful woman is herself. His newest book out right now is called The CEO of Yourself. And I have to say, I love the book. It's crazy awesome. He has interviewed literally over 300, 400 on his radio show only, okay, The Art of the CEO, CEOs. And then he's traveled more than, I think it's 75 to 85 countries, foreign countries, and lived there. And his whole life, he's been writing. He's one of the he was one of the original editors for US One in Princeton, New Jersey, serving everybody, but mostly business community. And his new book out, The CEO of Yourself, is oh my gosh, it's awesome. It's like, if you're just sitting there saying, how can I shape this up? How can I actually, you know, be like the results queen? Gene Alzer's book, The Results Queen, that's a whole book as well. Both two books that you need if you're looking to be turning your life upside down in a ROI on yourself type of place. So The CEO of Yourself by Bart Jackson's out right now. You can look online at the Art of the CEO radio show. Another thing to mention, I know you've seen him on the radio many, many times over the years, along with Ann and our clients like Paul Marciano that are our regular like experts. Basically, if you have someone that you like to get on to our show and also the Art of the CEO, don't hesitate to reach out to us because Bart's always looking for guests. He's had the most crazy people on his show. Awesome. He's had the CEO of Google. He's had the CEO of Wawa, like State Farm, name it. But he's also had like the woman who does the GPS. She had like literally like months of recording, turn left. Recalculate. She was on the show. I just love that. I mean, I love all of his interviews, but I got to tell you, that was pretty cool. It's fun to see that there's actually a real person who actually has to do that. Anyway, so next I'm going to mention an upcoming event that's really, 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 really special and precious and important on September 8th here in Hunterdon County at the Croton Rod and Gun Club, right around the corner here from Flemington's, right around the corner. The Vets, there's going to be the Blues Festival, the Jazz Festival, and it's, you know, a fundraiser for the Vets. So it's at the Croton Rod and Gun Club, and it's going to be all day on Saturday, the 8th of September, coming right around the corner. You can look up anywhere on Facebook, and you'll be able to see it. There's going to be a motorcycle show, a car show. The Vets, again, are being... the recipients of the fundraiser. There's going to be bands, food trucks, and we had it last year. It's I got to call out to Ben Strober and to Scott Bogart. What am I saying? Scott Bogart. That was a name from the past. That was another person from high school. Anyway, and Colleen Kelly, Mariah Foundation is putting it out there. There's been a lot of legwork on this, just working to get this off the ground. Again, last year there were over 300 people. This year they're expecting to sell out at over 600 people. So that's next week. Again, if you are interested in going, you could just walk up, but they would appreciate knowing ahead of time, so you can go to the Facebook page and check it out. One of the vendors that's going to be there is our beloved Madalena's Cheesecake and Catering here in Ringo's, New Jersey, right around the corner. Madalena's is celebrating 36 years in business. They are known for their absolutely ridiculous cheesecakes and award-winning apple pies. And now they have their shepherd pies and their grab-and-go that you can go right into Ringo's off of 31 and actually walk into their retail shop and grab whatever you like. There's a very special story to that because my father passed away on April 15th, which was Colleen's birthday of this year. And it was kind of weird because about 36 years ago, actually, my dad, when he worked at J&J, I don't know how, but Madalena's was catering to Johnson & Johnson at the time. And my dad had learned that you could go over there and just buy a cheesecake around the holiday season. And I would be the one appointed to go. I would go over there. He was pulling around the back and, oh my God, it's not like any other cheesecake anywhere in the world, okay? Not joking, okay? You can have anything you want. You can go into the freezer section. You can go into any place and get what you want to eat, no doubt. But you have to try a Madalena's cheesecake. They have like a special recipe, and I just can't even describe it to you. So I'm just telling you, got to do it. Okay. Just trust me. You'll never forget it. And then also their Apple Smith, their Granny Smith apple pie thing. And then they've got the whole shepherd pie and all this kind of stuff. It's right around the corner, but they are also, very excited because they are breaking into liquor stores and other grocery stores, and they're out and about, by demand. And they're kicking butt. Like basically people like to go out, get a bottle of wine and have some cheesecake or whatever. And so if you know, if you're a vendor, a retail store, they have their cheesecake on a stick. The wineries are working with them because it's the perfect thing to pair on a nice day out in the sun at a winery. Or if you're just at home by your pool or sitting outside with your friends and you want something fun and different, I'm not joking. That's my plug for Madalena's. I love those people over there. They are the hardest working family I have ever seen by far in my life. And if you know them, there's Janet, Madalena, there's her sons, Gene and Jeff. And then there's Matt, who is her her partner, her good guy. And Scott is their chef. And then they have their team. I know Gina Woods and Uki. And I'm trying to not forget anyone, Mike. But anyway, these people, they are like the, you just can't believe when you see a family business and you watch how hard they work to give you guys and us, me, the greatest food right here locally. So anyway, that's that. Then the other person I wanted to tell you about was John Bradshaw. I don't know if you know Bradshaw Awards, but everybody online does, okay? It's so much fun. Bradshaw Awards is actually going to be celebrating their 100-year anniversary, four generations in their family, this coming 2019. Four generations. So John Bradshaw's, not his dad, not his granddad, but his great-grandfather, started with the Bradshaw Awards. And you can look them up on Facebook or go to their website as well and learn about them. I can't believe it's 356. Anyway, what I want you to know about them is that they do all of the awards and all kinds of things. They do all kinds of special gifts and novelty things online as well. John Bradshaw is awesome, okay? Like the best of breed again. Perfect. Our crowd of people are extraordinary, okay? I'm so glad I actually, sorry, Sharon, oops, sorry, sorry, Alan. I'm really glad I actually got a chance to talk to you guys today because I haven't had a chance to bring you guys up to date on what we're doing anyway. But in closing, I just want you to know that Bradshaw Awards, look them up on Facebook. If you need anything awards-wise, got a special gift for someone, you need anything, just check them out because it's another family business. Four generations, and then we've got now John Bradshaw, his name goes by JB. He's actually got his daughters in now the business. They came in, turned the place upside down. So it's going to be five generations. So anyway, I just want to let you know about him. I love him. I'm sorry I haven't seen him as much as I would like to have lately. Been really busy. But that's pretty much our lineup for now. I want you to know, I really appreciate it when you listen in or watch us on our shows here at Talented People. Again, cannot emphasize how much it means to us. Thank you. Hope you have a great holiday weekend. Be safe. Have fun. And if you have anyone who would like to be on the show, just let me know. Thanks again. It's Jeannie Murphy signing off for Talented People.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise.